Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot for coming. Much appreciated. So, I am Dead Program. Some people call me Ron. A couple humans call me Dad. That's not really too important. I am Dead Program. I'm not dead, though, not yet. I'm a technologist for hire. That means that I will, in fact, in exchange for fiat currency, create code of indeterminate quality, naturally. And I have a small boutique consultancy called the Hybrid Group, where we create the software that makes your hardware work. And some of us work on a few open source projects, one of which is TinyGo. So a very cool project. Graham talked about it a bit. Anyone in here using TinyGo? That's a temporary condition. Thank you, by the way. Also, GoCV, which are the Go wrappers for OpenCV. So, computer vision using WebAssembly. First question, why? I mean, why would you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So what we're really talking about is industrial computer vision systems, right? Like the serious stuff. Generally running on embedded Linux devices. So we're not talking about in browser at all. Forget the browser. I mean, don't forget the browser, but we're not talking about WebAssembly and browsers. Usually edge computing devices of some kind, so they're very close to the problem they're trying to solve, and often also cloud computing devices running in giant server farms in mysterious locations. So we're talking about applications like agriculture, transportation, energy, security, and of course manufacturing, which is what I've been doing the last few years, building renewable batteries using some of this stuff. So a lot of computer vision applications have the same basic structure. Really the same basic design patterns. But there's lots of different parts to integrate. And naturally, hard to run on different kinds of hardware. If you have a heterogeneous environment in your factory or something like that, you know, generally it's been quite difficult to get it to work. Also very hard to update. I mean, who among us has not bricked a really important device? No blame, no harm, no judgment, all right? And there's also some need for customization. It's not just a matter of tweaking a few parameters, but there is some intelligence behind the people who need to configure these systems in order to get them to do whatever the job is they're supposed to be getting done. So that is the reason why we created Wasm Vision, which is basically intended to help you get going with computer by handling the basic design patterns that you would normally do, which is capturing video, processing this video in some sort of way, and then saving it or streaming it or making some type of REST or gRPC or other type of call to get something else to happen as a result of whatever it is, ingest some data. So the Wasm Vision consists of